Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. It is a foggy day in our backyard, but no surprise snow at the moment, which yesterday caused a few problems, of course. Well, you know, weather is always a topic, but right now, Thanksgiving is also a topic. I'm wondering what you are planning to do. And as I've asked some other people, they go, well, I don't know. So they're still thinking about it because our traditional Thanksgiving gatherings for most of us that have been able to do that are no longer one of the options. So I wanted to tell you about an option that we are doing with a few people. And I'm calling it a virtual gathering. And, you know, I'm kind of tired of that word virtual. That's kind of what it is. Artie and Gil Gillespie came up with this idea, and I think it's a marvelous idea because it's food plus people who make the traditional Thanksgiving happen. So in this case, we're going to start with the food and then I'll tell you. So each of us in this small group are making one of our traditional Thanksgiving dishes, you know, because food is so central to these family gatherings. Then, and we're planning to share it with the other folks in the group. So as I'm getting things ready, I'm going to divide my dish up into the number of servings that are needed for everybody. Then we are going to meet outdoors, probably still with our masks on, and exchange our servings of food. So I will get Artie and Gil's Thanksgiving preparation and the other person's preparations, and I'll share mine. We'll just exchange those servings of food. Then we're going to go home and eat them. So we can think about the people who made them, and it's possible we may also do a Zoom meeting either while or after we are eating. So it's a way to share that culture of food as well as just the feel good of everybody sharing together. So I think this is a great opportunity to do something different and still come out with a really good feeling. We'll let you know how it works. And maybe you'd like to plan that as a family or friend gathering at another time. Doesn't have to be Thanksgiving. So, as I said, people plus food makes for that family friend gathering at Thanksgiving, at Christmas, perhaps birthdays, other special occasions. But it's all that mixed together that makes it so important. So as I'm thinking about this whole Thanksgiving kind of thing, I'm going, What are some of my memories? What are my traditions? What did I grow up with? Well, and how have they changed? At our house, of course, turkey or ham wasn't always just one of those necessarily. And mashed potatoes and gravy, oh my gosh, that's an important part of it. White potatoes, but also had to have those sweet potatoes in the casserole. And sometimes, depending on the family gathering, it also included baked beans. Those were sort of the mainstays. Lots of calories, lots of carbs, lots of fat. Hey, it wasn't only the turkey that was stuffed. It was all of us when we got done, too. But talking about sweet potatoes, when I was growing up, all the sweet potatoes came out of a can. Had never seen a fresh sweet potato. Remember, I'm sort of old. And those sweet potatoes, when they came out of the can, had marshmallows and brown sugar added. So that was just tradition. That's the way the sweet potatoes were, and they were a really important part of a Thanksgiving meal. Telling another story related to those sweet potatoes is that my sister-in-law is from the Republic of Georgia. Her food tastes are a bit different. And, of course, she was not used to a Thanksgiving meal. The sweet potato casserole was her kind of dessert, not a main dish, but a dessert because it was so sweet. So different cultures, different patterns of food, but all for the same purpose of getting together and enjoying. Also related to, you know, one of my past memories, I was invited to, actually it was a relative's home, but not the usual. It was one of those years when, you know, I think my parents were in Arizona, and so this was an unusual gathering of relatives. But they had no mashed white potatoes. They did have gravy, but it came out of a can. I think I'm standing off in the corner with my mouth falling open, not to eat it. I was in shock. Well, are there other kinds of traditions? What about pie? Is pie a part of your family tradition? And if so, what kind of pie? Is there a certain kind? You have to have pumpkin, of course, right? But maybe it's apple, or maybe it's cherry, or maybe it's lemon meringue. Perhaps there was a special kind. Or pecan. That's another favorite. So then that makes me wonder, if you have pumpkin pie, do you top it with ice cream? Or do you top it with whipped cream? And is that real whipped cream? Or is it Dream Whip? Or is it just plain? And if you have pecan pie, is it warmed in the microwave? Is it topped with ice cream? Or is it just plain? If you have apple pie, does that require ice cream? Or some folks like a slice of cheese or melted cheese on top of their apple pie. It's kind of fun to think back when you have those kinds of traditions, where those all started. And we maybe don't know, but those traditions are there, and then you can decide, do you want to carry those on or not? When I was growing up, oyster dressing or stuffing was never a part of our meal. But when I got married, that was my mother-in-law's favorite kind of thing on Thanksgiving, was the oyster stuffing, it was called. Very seldom did it stuff into the turkey. It actually was baked in a separate casserole, as most of our stuffings now have become dressings, the side dishes. So lots of differences, and as we step out of our neighborhood and our usual, to think about what other people are doing. And to remember that not everyone in the past has those kind of traditions to relate to. And we, thank goodness, have been having lots of food sharing this year to hopefully have everybody have a sufficient amount of food on Thanksgiving. Well, one of my favorite things, and it's not necessarily a Thanksgiving tradition, but it's one of the things that I am going to be preparing for Thanksgiving, is the Jiffy corn casserole. So I wanted to give you that recipe. It's not new. It's not, you know, it's kind of everywhere if you, in advertisements and so on. And it's sort of a take on scalloped corn. And maybe scalloped corn is one of your traditions. But the Jiffy corn casserole has become one of my favorites, I think because it's full of carbs and fat and a little bit of sweet on the side. So I wanted to give you that recipe. It's easy, and it's, you know, quick to mix together. It takes about 45 minutes to bake in the oven. So the ingredients for Jiffy corn casserole include 8 tablespoons, that's 1 stick of butter melted, 1 15-ounce can of whole kernel corn drained, and 1 15-ounce can of creamed corn